T-Mobile.
KFW, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm just sitting here in the parking lot waiting on time to go to work.
I'm finishing my work up in about 3 minutes. I've got 4 customers left, and then I'll be done.
Well, that's awesome. You're running about on time then today. The truck must have got straightened out.
They weren't supposed to this morning. That's all I can say.
If he's making his regular stop again like he used to.
Maybe McDonald's is starting to stay open again.
And today.
Plane. Still above the dirt instead of below it.
That one. And that. So what you got planned today?
I don't run today.
Friday. Just to get back to work.
Back again. I had to step out of the truck real quick.
I'm all anxious to get back to work and start interacting with all the kids.
Looking from home, but they really don't know when they're going to go back. They told her to be ready not today, but a week from today. But yet it hasn't been presented to the big folks, so it's still up in the air. I don't know when she'll go back. I think she'd rather just stay home and do it at home.
Yeah, a lot of people are starting to think that way. I just saw in the news before I left this morning that a bunch of colleges were opening, so this will be the tail of the tale when the kids start getting back in school if everything gets worse and we'll end up in another shutdown again. KN4TFW.
Well, my understanding, they had talked about letting the kids come to school, and then when they went back for Christmas break, they just stayed home and it was done virtual. But any of them that's coming on campus to live has got to be tested within, I think it said, 5 days of coming on campus. But the ones that live off campus, which doesn't make any sense, they don't have to be tested.
Many things about this whole situation just don't sound right. It seems like it's just a big guess.
It's more of a power play myself.
Right.
Giving you a picture. I got my birthday present from my boys early. Got it Friday.
I'll send it. Well, I'll say happy birthday. What day does it fall on?
Well, my birthday falls on September the 8th. They just gave it to me early. They caught it on sale, so they went ahead and grabbed it. They bought me a Heritage Arm Rough Rider 22 caliber plinker.
Have to go plinking. I got a little Ruger Single 6 in 22.
Plenty of space to go shoot. All you got to do is let me know when you want to go. We'll go to this new firing range over here. We'll try it out. I've been itching to go there anyway.
Yeah, we went plinking Saturday. We went to a friend's house over in Traveler's Rest, and he has a little set up down there by the river, and we had a really good time down there.
I got a picture of my target. It's approximately 10, 12 yards away. That little rascal, I figured it'd be off a little bit, but it's pretty accurate. Yeah, a 22 Magnum cylinder part. I'm going to keep it loaded up at the house. I think the better half can shoot that one better than the other one I've got.
My little 22, it shoots real good, and I can't complain about it.
My little old 7-year-old grandson was out there shooting. He was hitting pretty good, and so was his little 6-year-old sister. They both did very well with it.
grew up shooting all the time, and I think it really helps you out.
Know when you want to go. All you got to do is just let me know a day ahead.
Matt, we'll let you know for sure.
Right over your way, 22 is where you can find over this way. Everything else is like finding teeth in a hen's mouth.
Way over here, if you can get 22s and you can get, you know, high caliber rifle shells. But you can't get any kind of handgun loads. They're just all out.
Went to the academy a couple of weeks ago, and the only thing they had was 12-gauge birdshot. They didn't have no buckshot, didn't have no rifle rounds, didn't have no pistol rounds.
When Mama bought that 380, we went to or called probably 10 stores, and nobody in town had any.
You want to order some, look at Smoky Mountain Knife Works. I think they got a sale going on their ammo.
Got when I get home, and that I need to get stocked up on some, you know, just in case.
You know, get some bears food this morning.
Storm yesterday about 3:30.
Rumbling, but that was it. We never did get any rain or anything else out of it.
Anderson, we didn't get into it, but we saw it coming.
Raining the way it is, I'll be able to go fishing off my back deck.
A chance of rain most days this week for sure.
Rain during the day all it wants, as long as it just moves out at night while I'm on the route. That's all I ask.
You saw them summertime pop-up storms, you know, they're gone about dark.
Last year we wasn't getting any rain.
Start headed down that way and then get my day started for a Monday. So I'll say 73, and it was really good to hear you pop on the radio this morning. Glad I got to talk to you. Hope you have an awesome day, and maybe the truck will be early and I'll get to talk to you again tomorrow. KN4TFW.
You have a good one, Ken. If I can pull it off, I'll be on here in the morning. So you have a good one, and don't work too hard. And 732 KM4 and AP clear.